All of it together makes a story. A kind of a life you've led. Give them a story without any lies. Nothing shines through with quite the force of plain, unvarnished truth. I know it seems hard at times. Memory like shells bursting. You might see a few tears, but length of time lends a kind of a dream with a horror that you felt missing out of the picture. Memory like shells bursting. Jock Lindy was my friend. I volunteered in September 1938. I was all for it. Well, there was lots in the paper about how cruel the Germans were. My father was killed in the Great War, and then mother died when I was about 9. I was in the Cameronians, the 2nd Battalion. He was a Scotsman. We finished best of friends. For quite a while, the two of us were together, talking about what we'd done and what we hoped to do. I thought how strange it was we were talking about a future which might kill us, and yet we were friendly about it. It was a friendly thing to do. Talking about killing people as though it were nothing. It was the thing to do, to talk war like. He'd say, "For a bloody Englishman, you're no bad." I'd say, "Well, for a Scotsman, you're a bloody improvement as well." I was in charge of a machine gun. I was a good machine gunner. God knows how many rounds I fired. I liked to hear the noise, breathless to hear the gunfire, the future on fire. One incident remains very clear in my mind. I fired at two German soldiers. I saw one fall and one seemed to get away. This memory stinks a bit. I got busy with my gun and went wild with it. I wasted a whole magazine of bullets to kill him. He staggered backwards, eyes a dodge, two dropped to the ground. I presume I killed them. The joy it gave me was intense. We really were a-killing people then. I often think I'd like to lead a charge of men against an enemy to show them I'm not frightened. It was more pronounced than ordinary life. You were always living between life and death. There were times when death was very near, and by pure good luck, it didn't hit you. One time, I was the only survivor. The nightmare returns when you consider. There's no pleasure. You have committed a terrible act. I used to pray, and yes, I felt a hypocrite. Dead men. When you saw dead men, you were surprised at how dead they were. Lifeless. They're so lifeless. Not. No vestige of life. Life is present in you, a container for life. We really were killing people then. I saw men with their faces smashed. I've seen women dead as well. It seemed indecent to me. Women. Dead. I couldn't stop from worrying that I might myself experience the same memories I was giving to the people I was killing. A short memory. My bullet put an end to their thoughts. I've got memories of killing people, and memories exist for the rest of your life. There is a feeling of guilt. Guilty? That loss of life. What was the purpose of all that killing? It never should have happened, and yet it did. It never should have happened, and yet it did. I've never been able to meet him again. I was here, and he was a Highlander. He was brave. Braver than most. I always remember him because he was definitely a man. You were glad of him. Glad you were friends with him, if you needed, you know. When we went into action, his nerve was better than mine. He's a man I could have been friends with all my life. Do you understand what I'm saying? The reason escapes you. It didn't seem to do me any good. It made me harder than I was. It made me. You might see a few tears, but the poetry and horror of war mixed into one. You can't let war rule everything. There must be a time when it's brought to a halt so that life, the strongest desire, can live. Fighting has affected me. It affected me in the head. Memories. Some of the things I saw were so bad. So bad. After I used to hear people being killed. Most of the time, I was hearing people being killed. I'm trying to think. I believed I fought for the whole of man. Mankind. Whether these thoughts are anywhere near the truth, I'll be wondering for the rest of my life. Now, I'm speaking to you. Do you understand what I say? When you're born without understanding. Understand more of life. When you're born without understanding. Understand more of life. All of it together makes a kind of a story. The war, more or less, had finished, more or less. Understand more of life.